since we're talking about the Air Force Academy, if Doug Price is with us with Visit COS.
Good morning, Mike.
Good to have you here as always, and an exciting time. But, you know, if you want to see the Air Force Academy Cadet Chapel, your time is running out.
Today's the day, Renee. You get it. Check that box.
I know. No, I have not seen the chapel. I know.
People are stunned
by that. No, I have not seen the chapel.
Today's the last day for the next 3 to 4 years to see our number one man-made tourist attraction in the whole state of Colorado. And the Air Force Academy Chapel will close officially tomorrow. And as you know, we've had Pete in here talking about the fact that it's long overdue.
Right.
So today's the day.
Do you expect a lot of, I bet there's going to be pretty busy up there.
I would think so. With great weather, there'll be a lot of people up there.
Yeah, and again, last day. Last day.
That's right.
Okay, let's talk about the Labor Day liftoff, quite the event this week. I mean, talk about the perfect weekend weather-wise. It was spectacular, wasn't it?
As you just heard Tom Osborne from Sports Corp talk about it, it was the 43rd annual great weekend super attendance. And one thing that we're trying to let people know is that the lodging and auto rental tax, better known as the LART, helps fund events around the city. That lodging and tax is collected when people check out of a hotel, so it's paid by visitors.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want people to know that there are probably close to 50 events that the city dedicates what we call LART funding to, so that we as residents have our quality of life improved and it's paid for by visitors. So the Labor Day liftoff is an example of one of those that does receive LART funding. And it was just great to see so many people out there.
I was going
to
say, we're kind of wondering about numbers too. Are we going to find those? That's hard to track.
It is, since there's no gate. It's always just estimates. But boy, Saturday morning was never seen crowds quite like that. So it was a great, great weekend all the way around.
That's fantastic. And of course, hard to believe we're in September.
I know.
Which means we're gearing up for all the fall festivals, events, I mean, stuff like that. There's so much in our area.
What I hope your listeners will consider doing is on our website, which is visitcos.com, we have a little widget that says plan your trip. And one of the things that we have under Plan Your Trip is Experience Colorado's Fall Colors. And you can go up there and it describes everything, you know, from how to dress and what the forecast is week by week of when they think the leaves will be at their peak.
Right.
As best that we can forecast those things. And then there are all these directions and suggestions on ways to drive these different routes.
I was going to say, you have it like tips on how to drive.
Yes.
You don't stop in the middle of a highway.
Exactly.
To look at the leaves, folks. I'm just saying that.
That's right. But it talks about, you know, scenic drives up the Pikes Peak Highway, the Gold Belt Scenic Byway, Skyline Drive, and planning trips to go hike in Muller State Park and Catamount Trail and Rainbow Gulch and Victor's Old Gold Mine. So all of that is on our website at visitcos.com, and particular category that's under, it's Experience Colorado's Fall Colors.
That's perfect. Okay, I think we should take a quick break now. What do you think? And then we'll have more.
We'll have more with Doug Price in a moment. It is 20 minutes before 8 o'clock on KRDO's Morning News.
And this morning we're talking with Doug Price from Visit Colorado Springs. And Doug, before the break, we got a chance to talk about scenic drives, going on scenic hikes to watch the aspen changing. Now we need to touch on some of the big fall events that are coming. And of course, we know about one of them that happens the weekend of the 14th, which is a fun one. But there are, the Folklore Festival.
Yep.
It's one of the big ones. But there are a lot of great events that folks can go check out in our area for fall.
There are. And, you know, I would encourage people in the short time we've got here to go to visitcos.com, pull up our fall event schedule, and there are so many things, whether it's you and your family going out to do them or if you have visitors coming in, just take full advantage and support all the great things that millions of visitors come here to see. I would also want to have on people's calendars that we're doing the Pikes Peak Restaurant Week.
Yeah.
The week of September 27th to October 6th. So mark your calendars for going out.
Is it kind of like touring all the great?
And there's going to be some great specials that'll be, from a pricing standpoint. So that's September 27th to October 6th. And also, we're still doing crafts and drafts that's on our website through the end of the year. So all those passports are good through the end of the year. And then, Renee, next Monday I'll be back.
Yeah.
And I will be here with Nathan Pine, the new athletic director at the Air Force Academy, and we'll talk all things Air Force athletics.
Perfect.
For the fall and winter.
Yeah, and they kicked off their season on Saturday too.
And kicked it off well.
Yeah.
I want to throw in a plug because we're sponsoring this. The Pikes Peak Regional Air Show is coming up.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, out at the airport.
Yes.
And that's the weekend. Is it this weekend? No, it's the
21st.
21st, two weekends
yeah.
from now.
Yeah.
And that's Saturday and Sunday out at the Colorado Springs Airport.
We are so lucky to have that air show here.
You know, last week we went to the 25th anniversary luncheon of Frontier Airlines.
Fun.
Greg Phillips and I and the mayor and Tammy Fields all went up, and Frontier's 25 years old. This version of it. And,
yeah.
So we're fortunate to have events like that in airlines out at our airport that are making it great for all of us. We just look before you book.
Right. Absolutely.
All right, Doug, we will always look forward to seeing you. Tourism is doing good in Colorado Springs. Can I ask you that question to wrap it up? We've got a lot of folks coming here, right?
We do. And it was a slow start. The month of June, the weather was a little bit iffy. It was wet. But boy, July, August, it has really come back, and we're up now year to date about 2% over where we were last summer, which was a record summer. So
wow.
We continue to have great tourism seasons.
Good to know.
And as you look around, you can see more people are not only coming here to visit, now they're coming here to live.
Oh my gosh, I know. It all starts with a visit.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
All right, Doug, always good to see you.
Thank you.
You have a great day.
Have a great day.
Thank you. 7:50 on KRDO's Morning News.